Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. This is the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. This evening's main headlines: two women in Buncrana are believed to be badly shaken and traumatised after an attack on a home at the weekend. It's believed two attackers entered the home of an 82-year-old woman where she and her 18-year-old daughter were sleeping at the time. Donegal County Council says it's still accepting applications under the MICA redress scheme, but no decisions will be made yet, pending clarification from government on a number of issues. And that comes as councillors in the Inishowen Municipal District have further refuted claims they had prior knowledge to the purchasing of MICA-affected properties by Donegal County Council in Buncrana. We'll have those stories in full and a lot more, as well as the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly, coming up for you within the next half hour. To our top story this evening, and two women in Buncrana are believed to be badly shaken after an attack on a home at the weekend. It's believed that two attackers entered the home of an 82-year-old woman, where she and her 18-year-old granddaughter were sleeping at the time. The attack happened in the Illies area on Saturday morning between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m., and the two women were subjected to a prolonged attack over a period of an hour and a half, as the property was ransacked and the women were given death threats. Gardaí have confirmed that a number of items were stolen from the house during the break-in. No arrests have been made so far, but investigations are still ongoing into the attack. Local councillor Rena Donaghy described the attack as cowardly, vicious and brutal.
The only way I could describe this is a cowardly and vicious, brutal attack on a widow woman in her 80s and her teenage grandchild in their home at 4:10 on Friday night, Saturday morning, while they lay asleep in their bed in a country house in a rural part of the country. They were a very, very easy target, two females asleep in their bed. The back window was broken in and the perpetrators came in. I know these people terribly well. They're decent, respectable people, the salt of the earth, really. The perpetrators stayed in the house from after 4 till a quarter to 6 in the morning, which was a long, long time. They totally ransacked every part of the house, totally ransacked it. They're visibly shaken and traumatised. Very, very serious threats were made to kill them. Anyone that has any information or detail regarding this cowardly, despicable act should contact the local Gardaí.
Do we know how many people were in the house involved in that attack?
Yeah, there was two in the house, and there was a car. The car didn't come into their premises. They live a laneway off the road, off the main road. So the car just drove up and down the road, waiting on the others to come out. It didn't actually come into their yard.
Donegal County Council says that it's still accepting applications under the MICA redress scheme, but no decisions will be made yet, pending clarification from government on a number of issues that have been raised. The council is seeking clarification that, if defective materials apart from MICA and pyrite are found that are not currently covered by current protocols, they'll also be covered by the enhanced MICA redress scheme. Councillor Martin McDermott is chair of the council's MICA redress committee. He says that clarification is needed on the matter if a full demolishing of a house because of other issues aside from MICA and pyrite is required.
At the minute, there's 596 applications received by Donegal County Council. There's 370 of those approved. There's 225 that's at the minute that's waiting for further information. A large number of those applications will have other deleterious materials and sulfites in those reports that have come in from the engineers, and a number of those would also be change of options. Those situations and those change of circumstances all have to be gone through by the engineers. The council now need clarification from the department so that if they do sanction a full demolish with these other deleterious materials in the reports, that stands up then, that there's not going to be a situation where the department's going to go back and say, well, that doesn't meet the protocol of IS-465. The council have spoke to the department on this, and we're hoping to meet the department within the next few days to get clarification on this.
And today, councillors in the Inishowen Municipal District have further refuted claims that they had prior knowledge to the purchasing of MICA-affected properties by Donegal County Council in Buncrana. It was confirmed earlier this year that five houses in Buncrana which were initially leased and then were subsequently bought by the local authority, do have mica. Carlock councillor Jack Murray says the emergence of the news was damaging to the families living there who feared their homes were going to be demolished. All councillors representing the Inishowen Municipal District have called for allegations that they had prior knowledge to the purchasing of the properties to be corrected. They were speaking on a motion put forward by councillor Terry Crossan, who called on the government to allow Donegal County Council to source and procure properties in what he says is becoming an increasingly serious emergency housing situation. Councillor Crossan believes the council should be given the power to make such decisions at a local level.
The basis of my motion emanates from a number of weeks ago. I was made aware of the availability of a number of very good quality houses. So I contacted my local MD, and also I was in contact with Patsy Lafferty by email regarding the availability of these houses. But after further investigation, it became clear that the Donegal County Council actually couldn't proceed without the approval of the Housing Department of Central Government. So the basis of my motion is that in view of the fact that we were facing a housing crisis, I felt that where opportunities arose for Donegal County Council to acquire properties, they should be given the authority to do so without having to wait on the department for approval. And, you know, obviously we are facing an increasing emergency in housing, and the Donegal County Council need to be in a position to acquire, procure, or however, properties in a timely manner.
A man arrested by Gardaí investigating the murder of Donegal County Councillor Eddie Fullerton 30 years ago has been released without charge. Mr Fullerton, a local Sinn Féin councillor, was shot dead by loyalist paramilitaries at his home in Buncrana in May of 1991. A 56-year-old was detained shortly after 10 o'clock yesterday morning and was being held at Letterkenny Garda Station. He's since been released without charge, and Gardaí say a file will now be prepared for the DPP. There have been 1,431 new cases of COVID-19 announced in Northern Ireland today. Four people have also died from the virus there in the last 24 hours. 309 COVID patients are now in hospitals in the north, with 32 in ICUs. And those figures come as politicians in the north are voting today on making COVID passes legally enforceable. The system will kick in today and comes as the north's booster programme is set to accelerate over concerns about the Omicron variant. Adrian Harmon has more.
The new rules for hospitality mean vaccination or a negative COVID test are needed to get into nightclubs, bars, restaurants and large events from now on. There was a 2-week grace period for businesses to adjust, but it'll be enforceable from today. However, the regulations that give legal weight to the new system is subject to a vote at Stormont this afternoon. It's expected the regulations should pass with ease in a straight majority vote. It comes as the North's booster programme is being accelerated in response to Omicron, with boosters now open to people over the age of 30.
A Donegal GP says there isn't a sense of urgency about the booster vaccination programme in the Republic of Ireland. The HSE is due to unveil a plan this week for rolling out booster shots to those in their 40s, as well as first doses to 5 to 11-year-olds, while an update is also expected on the increased capacity for the booster vaccination programme. People have been turned away from walk-in vaccination sites in parts of the country due to a lack of capacity in recent days. But Donegal GP Dr. Dennis McCauley says he believes people have been reluctant to receive a third shot so far, but in the next few months, more people will present for their booster jab.
There has been a lack of urgency in the general public about the boosters up until now, but I think the information about the effectiveness of the third dose in fighting Omicron will increase that urgency. So I would imagine, hopefully, in January there will be a mass campaign and we can give boosters to as many people as is possible.
The Higher Education Minister has said today it's probably inevitable that there will be a spike in COVID cases from the Omicron variant early next year. There have been 10 cases detected here so far, and NPHET is due to meet on Thursday to consider any further measures that are needed. One person is known to have died from the new strain in England, where 20% of all new cases are now Omicron. Minister Simon Harris believes that reimposing restrictions can't be the only option to control a surge of infections, however.
What we don't know in relation to this variant is the speed of the peak. So will we see an extreme increase in cases and a fast peak, or will we actually see a situation where cases increase but it takes longer to peak? And that is probably the great unknown in relation to the Omicron variant at the moment. I mean, my view on this, and I can't guarantee it, but my view on this is we have to try and find a way of living with this in 2022.
Schools have asked for advice on what ventilation systems they should roll out in classrooms. It's after the Department of Education today allocated €60 million for schools for minor repairs, which can include IT systems, furniture, or crucially, improvements to airflow. €2.74 million of the funding is for schools in County Donegal. Ben Finnegan has more.
HEPA filters have been spoken about a lot in the past couple of months. The mechanical ventilation systems purify the air and will, according to some experts, reduce the need for opening windows and doors in classrooms. With many children and teachers saying they're cold in schools, it may help that issue heading into the cold months of January and February. However, Michael Gillespie from the Teachers Union of Ireland says schools need help from experts so money isn't wasted.
Schools need advice from professionals as to what's the best thing for a room. There's no point putting in a HEPA filter, for example, that will only clean the air in the top half of the classroom. So they need to get advice about capacity and you know, what's the most suitable for that classroom if there is a difficulty in that classroom.
The allocation of money for schools can be used for what they see fit to improve the environment, like IT, furniture or PE equipment. Labour's education spokesperson Eoin O'Riordan says the money should be targeted towards ventilation.
If the department was serious, they would ensure that they're installed centrally and they'd roll out a programme of doing it, and they would have started that in September.
In the latest HBSC report, the highest incidence of COVID-19 was among primary school-going children. While the Department of Education says managing ventilation is just one measure in attempting to keep schools safe.
The time is now 12 minutes past 5. We'll take a short break, and Sport with Oisin is coming up after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get the Donegal GA supporters gift box now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time's 5:15. Time to go over to Oisin Kelly for the latest in sport.
Thanks, Daniel. Manchester United are in talks with the Premier League about whether tomorrow's game at Brentford should go ahead. United have closed down operations at their training ground for 24 hours after a number of players and staff tested positive for coronavirus. Speaking earlier, Brentford boss Thomas Frank was confident the match would go ahead, but he thought the rules over postponements could be clear.
Myself, I'm a little bit in doubt. When is it enough cases for the game to be cancelled? But I guess that the Tottenham situation is the precedence we're going for going forward.
The meeting of Paris Saint-Germain and Real Madrid is the standout tie in the redraw in Champions League last 16. An error in the original draw forced it to be declared null and void. At the second time of asking, Manchester United were paired with Atletico Madrid. Liverpool will be away to Inter in the first leg. Manchester City travel to Lisbon to face Sporting, and Chelsea will be at home to Lille. So, Europeans' governing body put it down to a technical problem. City have ended up with the Portuguese opposition, and speaking after the redraw, boss Pep Guardiola felt it was the fairest thing to do.
All the openings are tough. People say, no, this opening is better than the other one. All of them in that stages are difficult, and welcome to the opening we're going to face.
In the knockout playoffs of the Europa League, Rangers were paired with Borussia Dortmund, while Barcelona must face Napoli. In the Conference League's knockout playoff round, Leicester were drawn to play Randers of Denmark. Celtic must play one of this season's surprise packages in Norwegian club Bodo Glimt. And if Tottenham are allowed to progress from their group, they will play Rapid Vienna. Locally, Finn Harps Football Club say their thoughts and prayers are with their under-19 player who suffered a serious injury and a collision during the Knockalla Caravans Cup match against Buncrana Hearts on Sunday. In a short statement, the club confirmed the injured player was brought to Letterkenny University Hospital before being transferred to a hospital in Dublin for surgery. The club added that they will provide support to the player and his family as he recovers from the accident. In Gaelic games, the Donegal and Derry County Conventions will take place this evening. In Donegal, just one position will be contested, with Ed Byrne of Killybegs and Sinead Breen of St Mary's Convoy going for the Assistant Secretary position. The Central and Ulster Convention delegates will also be chosen. The Treasurer will report a solid year on the financial front for Donegal GAA, with a surplus of over €600,000. And ahead of the Derry Convention also this evening, the Oakleigh County books are also in a healthy state, with accounts showing a surplus of nearly €350,000 for the 2021 financial year. On the colleges front, the men's Fresher Gaelic football team from the LYT were due to play their final tomorrow night against Dublin City University, but that match at Cardiff Gales GAC in County Monaghan has now been called off. It's understood an appeal process has started around DCU's win in the semi-final. St Union's won the Donegal Under-21A football title on Sunday following their 113-191 over McCool's. They added the Under-21 crown to the Senior, Senior B, Senior Hurling and Ladies Intermediate football titles that the club had already won this year. St Union's took the title thanks to a man of the match performance from Shane O'Donnell, whose late goal secured the victory. St Union's captain is Owen O'Boyle.
Well, it's our last game together, so it was nearly more special than anything. Like, and we had the senior success and reserve success, but that there is our last game together as a team, and there's seven, eight boys gone there, so look, it's something special.
As a captain of the St Union's side, it's been a remarkable year. So does the seniors, the senior reserves. Can't forget about the hurlers. Yeah, the ladies won as well, and now the under 21 men.
I don't know if it's ever been done before, but we just worked hard all year, and it's kind of been the same squad of men through the reserves, through the seniors, and the 21. So it's everything's kind of bring together, and now the hurlers in the under 21 final next week. So yeah, Hopefully they do bring it home, and that's a clean sweep then.
That's St Union's under 21 captain Owen O'Boyle. And there'll be more discussion on that victory for the Letterkenny side tonight in the final DL debate of the year. Discussing local GAA with presenter Brendan Devaney will be Gary McDade and Brendan Kilcoyne. They'll also highlight the highs and lows from 2021. There's a few more other guests as well on the show. Brendan will be speaking to All-Ireland winner Paddy McGrath on his retirement and Donegal Ladies All-Star Geraldine McLaughlin. The DL debate on air after the 7 o'clock news and available a podcast on highlandradio.com as well. On the rugby front, Leinster's Heineken Champions Cup trip to Montpellier is in doubt today due to a COVID-19 outbreak at both clubs. They've both postponed training today, with the teams due to meet on Friday. Leinster players and staff are undergoing PCR and antigen testing after reporting a number of cases in the wake of Saturday's win over Bath, and at least two Montpellier players have tested positive, along with two staff members. And a group of 62 current and former Ireland internationals have asked for the government to intervene in the untrustworthy leadership of the IRFU. They've written to Ministers Jack Chambers and Catherine Martin to say they have lost faith in the union. Joe Smith is set for a return to international rugby. The former Leinster and Ireland coach is reported to be in line for a selector's role with New Zealand. Ireland are due to go on the All Blacks in a 3-test series next summer. And finally, in snooker, the World Grand Prix gets underway in Coventry this evening. Former world champion Mark Williams is among those in action as he goes up against Jack Lewowski. Antrim's Mark Allen begins his campaign tomorrow. That's your sport, Daniel.
Thanks, Oisin. And now finally in news, the Christmas tree in Buncrana was vandalised during a weekend incident. The display erected in the town centre was damaged after a number of people decided to climb the tree on Friday night. Ryan Stewart, who's a member of the Buncrana Christmas Lights Committee, says it's disappointing after the work put into the display by volunteers.
A bit of drunken vandalism on Friday night. A few people were trying to climb the Christmas tree and caused a fair bit of damage to it. Just late night drinking, out climbing the tree, and we were out on Saturday morning repairing the damage, so it is partially fixed now, but we have to get a teleporter out to fix other parts of the tree where there's wires and up and stuff like that, and nets torn, and it's just disappointing to see, you know.
And this is voluntary work, and it took sort of 12 to 15 people to actually get this situation sorted at the weekend.
There's 12 to 15 of us in the committee. Like, we're all volunteers. We don't get paid for the work that we do, and it's just to brighten up the town at Christmas, bring people into the town, basically celebrate Christmas. But unfortunately, there's some people out there just don't have any respect for the work that goes into it.
And now the weather. Mostly dry tonight with clear spells. Cloud will push in from the Atlantic later on, however, with lowest temperatures of 0 to 4 degrees. And a nationwide status yellow fog warning has been issued. It'll take effect at 7 o'clock this evening and run until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. MedEireann says there will be reduced visibility in some areas, leading to difficult travel conditions this evening and tonight. This evening's main headlines, once again, and two women in Buncrana are believed to be badly shaken after an attack on a home at the weekend. It's believed that two attackers entered the home of an 82-year-old woman where she and her 18-year-old granddaughter were sleeping at the time. Gardaí have confirmed a number of items were stolen from the house, but no arrests have been made so far. Donegal County Council says they're still accepting applications under the MICA redress scheme, but no decisions on them will be made yet, pending clarification from government on a number of issues that have been raised. And councillors in the Inishowen Municipal District have further refuted claims that they had prior knowledge to the purchasing of MICA-affected properties by Donegal County Council in Buncrana. And finally, a man arrested by Gardaí investigating the murder of Donegal County Councillor Eddie Fullerton 30 years ago has been released without charge. Mr. Fulton, a local Sinn Féin councillor, was shot dead by loyalist paramilitaries at his home in Buncrana in May of 1991. That's all from the news desk for now. We'll have the latest headlines again for you coming up at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Monday evening, December the 13th. The death has occurred of Mickey Campbell, Mean Corrick Crawley. His remains will be reposing in the McGlynn's funeral home this evening and tomorrow from 5pm until 9pm. Funeral mass on Wednesday at 11am in Mina Wheel Church, Crawley, followed by interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery, Gidor. The death has occurred of Marion Murphy, Cashel Cummin, Killybegs. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning in St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, at 11am, followed by removal to Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan for cremation. The mass will be streamed live on mcnmedia.ie. House private, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the renal unit, Letterkenny University Hospital. The death has taken place of Susan McKinney, 74 Ernie Road, Strabane, and formerly of Castletown Road, Strabane. Susan is reposing at her brother Michael's home, 74 Ernie Road, Strabane. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 9:20am for Requiem Mass at 10am in St Mary's Church, Melmount. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Old Cemetery, Melmount. The house is private to family and close friends. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Helen Salmon, 5 Oak Park Drive, Rough Park, Letterkenny, formerly of Clay Moor, Sarsfield Road, Ballinasloe, County Galway. House private, please. Helen will repose at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, from 4pm to 5:30pm tomorrow, Tuesday, with family, neighbours and friends welcome. Removal from there to St Eunice Cathedral, Letterkenny, to be received there at 6pm. Reposing overnight for 11am Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Following the funeral mass, removal to Grenham's Funeral Home, St Michael's Square, Ballinasloe, County Galway, reposing there from 6pm to 7pm on Thursday evening. Funeral prayers in St Michael's Church at 11am on Friday morning, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv, followed by interment in the family plot in Cray Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Marie McAteer, Nee Boland, 17 Hilltop Crescent, Drumbow, Stranorler, reposing at her home from 6pm this evening. Funeral leaving her late residence on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30pm for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler, at 2pm. Interment afterwards in Drumbow Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. The house and funeral will be private to family and close friends only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Patient's Comfort Fund, St Joseph's Community Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Josie Gordon, Glenn McQuinn, Letterkenny, and formerly of Bahanboy, Killy Gordon. Her remains are reposing at Gibson's Funeral Home Convoy this evening and tomorrow evening, from 5pm until 9pm. Funeral service at Gibson's funeral home convoy on Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. with interment afterwards in Gortley Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Foyle Hospice, care of Gibson Funeral Directors Convoy. The death has occurred of Mary Arnold Nidorian, Mina Khan, Inver. Funeral arrangements are to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of John Patton, laid of 50 Ballycolman Road, Strabane. Private family cremation in Latham's crematorium on Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Woodmount Nursing Home Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Anna Doherty Nee McGowan, laid of 12 Collins Walk, Strabane, and formerly of the Diamond Lifford. Funeral leaving her son Paul's home, 46 Ballycolman Road, Strabane, on Thursday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house is private to family and friends only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Rosemary McDermott, Greenhill, Mallin. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12 noon, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Mass at 12:30 p.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private to family and close friends, please. The death has taken place of Sheila Dennis Boyle, Ballina Carrick, Duhery. Her remains are reposing at her late residence with rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass at 12 noon tomorrow in St Bridget's Church, Litchermack Ward, with interment afterwards in Kilbride Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Oriski Door, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Josephine McGonigal, Letcher Coldaff. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ochaclay, Mallin, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family, friends and neighbours are welcome. The death has taken place of James Craig, 3 Swilly View, Inch Island. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral tomorrow morning, leaving his home at 10:15 a.m, going to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time only, please, from 11 p.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Buncrana Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Sean Murphy Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Brendan Loughry, 34 Eden Terrace, Strabane, formerly of Lansdowne Park, Ballycolman Avenue, Strabane. Funeral leaving his nephew Paul Loughry's home, 16 Peacock Road, Glebe, Sion Mills, tomorrow morning at 9:15 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house is private to family and friends only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.